the EPA has finalized a time-limited registration that allows dicamba to be sprayed over dicamba-tolerant soybeans and cotton for the 26-27 growing seasons, but with stricter controls. The agency says this reapproval comes with the strongest safeguards ever to reduce drift and other risks, including narrower spray windows, reduced application allowances, and added reporting requirements.
We were excited to see finally on February 6th that EPA approved strikes for over-the-top use and XtendFlex soybeans and XtendFlex cotton. We didn't have that for the 25 season after the vacature from the court in the Ninth Circuit on 2024, and so we've been working very hard with the EPA to do it. We wanted it in December, but we're happy to see it finally in February. And so us, as well as BASF and Syngenta, received the registrations for the XtendFlex use. And I think we're now excited that growers have this tool back.
That's Ty Whitten with Bayer. For its part, Bayer says the EPA's registration clears the way for its new low-volatility dicamba product, Stryax, and that it will now work with states on approvals and training for certified applicators to ensure proper use.
We also have an extension of this product label called Stryax Application Requirements. On there, you will see where all the state approvals are. You'll see additional label requirements if a state chooses to impose those. You'll see a training deck and information on how you become trained as an applicator. Again, this requires annual training. And we will offer those starting the first week of March. We're going to offer live webinars weekly, as well as computer-based training in the past, so growers and applicators can get trained and meet the requirements of this restricted-use pesticide.
Under the new rules, farmers may only apply dicamba twice per year at reduced rates, must add extra volatility and drift-reducing agents, and follow new temperature-based limits on spraying. The EPA says these measures cut overall exposure in half and better protect endangered species and ecosystems. For more on this story, log on to MichiganAgToday.com. I'm Greg Allen.